Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Probably have seen the video, and it's a Would You Rather Wednesday, and normally we don't ask these on the air, but I think this one is fitting given the fact that the Chiefs, we all know, are playing the Chargers on Sunday Night Football, and the history that exists between these two franchises, the quarterbacks in particular, that have been involved or now are currently involved. The question they asked Drew and I and C-Dot and Rob and Cody and everybody around the building was, hey, would you rather have Phillip Rivers or Justin Herbert as your starting quarterback if you were the Chargers, or just in general, right? And you guys can tell me your answer, 913-586-7965. This was a little tough to figure out at first, admittedly, and then I settled with Justin Herbert based off of the pure talent factor. If everything was created equal, same coach, whoever you think the best coach of their era has been, they both have them. Best wide receivers, best tight end, obviously. Rivers had Antonio Gates going with him. Right now, Justin Herbert doesn't have a tight end like that. All across the board, offense, defense, knowing the competition, all of that, let's just say it's created equal. The answer is Justin Herbert. Not who has more accomplishments in their career so far, if we're just talking talent. That's how I took the question, at least. And from a talent perspective, the answer is absolutely Justin Herbert. We'll see when his career is done who has the more impressive career. That's a different question altogether. Who will have the better career is different than who would you rather have as your quarterback. Justin Herbert, from a talent perspective, has way more ability than Phillip Rivers did. That's all I'm saying. We all know Phillip Rivers statistically ended up in some impressive numbers. He's a fringe Hall of Famer. He was top six in MVP two times. We all know he never won a Super Bowl. He was 5-7 in the postseason. Justin Herbert so far has been in the league for 5 years. This is the fifth year. He's been a rookie of the year, and he's only finished top 10 in MVP one time. And he obviously is, what, 0-1 in the postseason. They blew that game to the Jags a couple years ago. So he has a long way to go in terms of the catch-up accomplishment-wise. But just talent? Absolutely. And by the way, I feel confident that if we surveyed 32 GMs, the majority of them would also say they would rather start their franchise with a Justin Herbert than a Phillip Rivers.
I think it makes sense. It's fair. I took Phillip Rivers because what have we seen from Justin Herbert that has made you say, yes, there's the talent level on a consistent basis? We haven't seen it enough. And I know that he hasn't had Antonio Gates or technically LaDainian Tomlinson.
A lot of talent around Phillip.
He had Austin Eckler, not as good as LT, but very good, very productive.
Crappy coaches.
Yeah, I think that's
they
fair.
They both did toward the Phillip towards the end, his coach wasn't great, but at one point he had some better coaching.
I mean, I think it's a fair, I understand why you would take Justin Herbert, but coaching also, I think part of, like, coaching, if you're talented enough, you can overcome your coaching at times. We haven't seen it from Justin Herbert yet, where it's like, dude, where is it at? Like, even, like, no offense to him, even this year, he looked great against the Bengals. So did Russell Wilson. Anybody who's like, oh yeah, Justin Herbert's back, he looks great.
He's also throwing to Ladd McConkey and Quinn Johnson and Josh Palmer.
Sure, but if you're paying attention to the entire season and how it's gone offensively, they're not even touching the top five or top 10.
That's Harbaugh,
in most categories. Yeah. I think in terms of you watching them play, he doesn't jump off the screen except for when he's playing against the Bengals, who everybody jumps off the screen. Russell Wilson threw his second most career passing yards against.
Yeah.
Everybody does. So I think that's debunked. I know what Phillip Rivers has done, and I think that's part of how I'm skewing it is.
Yeah.
Talent-wise.
Take the accomplishments out of it.
Justin Herbert is there talent-wise, but I know what Phillip Rivers has done and what he did in his career. I haven't seen Justin Herbert get to that talent level where I say, yes, this guy is a top five quarterback. He's playing like it week in, week out. We're not getting that. So to me, I would take Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, so Justin Herbert's still only 26.
I get why you would take Herbert. I understand why you take Herbert, though.
Yeah, and at some point, Justin Herbert's going to have the postseason experience and success otherwise people, and we fast forward 10 years from now, if he's still only got to the postseason, you know, two or three times, it's going to be a problem. But again, I'll take Philip Rivers did not have a great You can't use the postseason really against Herbert much because Philip Rivers was 5-7 in the postseason.
I agree.
It's that Philip Rivers eventually was like top 12, I think, in passing yards and a lot of other statistical categories that were really impressive for him. But Philip, I'm trying to look at the first couple years for him.
Philip was going up against Peyton Manning too and Tom Brady at the same time. Where
sure, and Herbert's going in the same division as Patrick Mahomes. That's the one thing. Philip Rivers may have, you know, had Brady at the same time, not in the same division.
I know, but he hasn't. They haven't sniffed the division, and I think part of it is Justin Herbert. I think. Look, I think that Brandon Staley deserves way more of the blame, obviously, in the situation for how Justin Herbert's career, I guess, has played out. But I really think that Justin Herbert has some to do with him not being able to hit that talent level on a consistent basis. Like, you get the inklings, like Chris Collinsworth is losing it over how good Justin Herbert looks for one game, but you didn't hear about him for the first 10 games. He wasn't doing anything, and I know some of that's Harbaugh, but I think you almost have to pick and choose your battles, because if you got a really bad coach and you're putting up crazy numbers, or you got a really good coach and the offense doesn't look that great, in the end, he's got to... I want to see him in a playoff game against like Josh Allen. Like that's what I want to see.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we might get it this year.
He has to eventually, like, I'm not arguing that he eventually is going to have to get to the postseason and play multiple games in the postseason and have success. But I just don't think the postseason argument is the one that you want to use against Herbert right now, because it's not as if Philip Rivers was two games under 500. And the quarterback era thing, hey, he played, you know, Philip played during the most talent-rich quarterback era maybe in NFL history. Agree. Justin Herbert has Patrick Mahomes in his own division. He's playing him twice a year. So this is one of those where I think there's an age gap on this one too. Like I the video we put out on Instagram, I think you said Philip Rivers. I obviously said Herbert. I think Bob said Philip Rivers, and then everybody else might've said Justin Herbert. You're the exception on the age part of it, but I was not stunned that Fesco said Philip Rivers. Like, I'm just saying, like, if we were to poll people 30 or younger or 40 or older, and I'm telling you, you're going to see the split on who everybody thinks the better quarterback
except
is.
For me, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're the outlier. I really feel confident saying if we polled 100 people and 50 were 40, you know, 40 and older and 50 were 40 and younger, I think we would see a correlation between that age and who says Herbert's the more talented quarterback and who would you rather have, and Philip Rivers.
So because you said he's fringe, I really want to ask, fringe Hall of Fame.
Oh boy, I don't want to get into this Hall of Fame discussion, we got a break too. Go ahead.
Do you think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer?
He'll end up in the Hall of Fame. That's
literally because of the Super Bowls.
He will end up in there. Do I think he should be in the Hall of Fame? Probably not. But the NFL, let's be honest, lets a lot of people in these days.
So I think it's an accomplishment award, where I think Philip Rivers is more accomplished and better than Eli Manning. So I think Philip Rivers gets in too for that reason.
Eli will also get in because the media loved him. Right. Eli's going to get it because the media likes him even more now than ever.
Such a funny,
that matters for the voters.
I know.
A lot of these conversations, people get so mad at me when we talk about MVP or Hall of Fame cases, and people get upset when they're like, well, I disagree.
Guy.
I'm usually giving you what I think is going to happen. And I believe Eli will one day get in the Hall of Fame. Yes. Philip Rivers, I don't think he does. Maybe way, way down the road in some veteran committee or something like that.